Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
Governor Kathy Hochul's declaration of a state of emergency is impacting schools and traffic throughout much of the region today. Most school districts, including Buffalo Public Schools, are closed in Erie, Wyoming, Genesee, Cattaraugus, and Chautauqua counties. A tandem and empty tractor-trailer ban is in place for the New York State Thruway. From Exit 53 to the Pennsylvania State Line, the Skyway, Route 400, Route 219 to the State Line, and Interstate 86 from Route 219 to the Pennsylvania State Line. As for the snow, Liz Drakowski of the National Weather Service expects the storm to hammer some locales throughout the day.
It's going to start to move south throughout the day today and remain across southern and central Erie and pretty much where it is right now. It'll just congeal all into south and central Erie for today.
There are reports of over a foot of snow having fallen already in the town of Hamburg. A lake effect snow warning is in place through 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for Buffalo, Erie, Genesee, Wyoming, Cattaraugus, and Chautauqua counties. Buffalo City Hall is closed today. Today's session of the Erie County Legislature will be held virtually on Zoom. And we're seeing traffic incidents around the area, including on the outbound Kensington. You'll find a spin out in place near Humboldt Parkway. Also, a broken down vehicle on the thruway eastbound, blocking the left lane near Eden Evans Center Road this morning. Though the lake effect snow is likely to impact areas mainly south of Buffalo, the state of emergency has prompted the closing of several school districts in the north towns, including Williamsville and Amherst. Buffalo Public Schools are closed today. Additionally, City Hall is closed today. The Erie County Legislature is moving today's session to be held virtually on Zoom. An empty tractor trailer and tandem truck ban is also in place for the thruway through western New York, along with the Skyway, the 219, and Interstate 86 from the 219 to the Pennsylvania state line.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.